Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, July 26, 2020. Pastor Paul Talburn.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
We're talking about the sower and the seed. And before you see this, I need to make you aware, if you're a grown-up and you grew up, like I did, in a very solid foundation of a home in a Lutheran faith, what you're going to see, I don't want that to disturb you. Jesus talked in parables, which meant that he used word pictures to help people understand what was going on. The kids loved it. They loved him. And it's kind of like what happens when you have a children's devotion, you know, and the people come up, and the adults always remember what the children's devotion is. They might forget the sermon, but they remember the visual picture. It's kind of like, I know one husband, he came home once, and there was some concern because he noticed that there's something not quite right between him and his wife, And so they sat down and talked, and she used her words to paint a picture in his mind. And she said, "I'm like this beautiful plant that's here in our house, and it's on the windowsill, and I need water." And with that, the husband found out, oh, I'm not helping her as best as I can. I'm not seeking her needs over my own. That's the kind of word picture that Jesus draws here. So you're going to see a word picture up there. The kids are going to see a cartoon. You need to understand that it's just God's word put into a picture.
One day, a farmer went out to sow some seeds. As he walked along, he threw the seeds wherever he went. Each seed was the same, bright and green and full of the potential for life. Some of the seeds fell on stony ground. There was nowhere for their roots to grow. They just sat there. Birds spotted the seeds from the air. They flew down and ate them up. Some seeds fell on rocky places where there wasn't much soil. They quickly grew at first. But the soil was shallow. And when the sun came up, they withered and died because they had no root. Some other seeds fell among thorns. The seeds started to grow, but the thorns grew bigger, and they choked the new plants, so they didn't produce any crop. They just disappeared. But other seeds fell on good soil. They grew and grew strong. Right, and the life in the seeds bore an amazing crop, some with 30 grains, some 60, and some even 100 grains of corn.
preparing for this sermon, after you, just so you know what happens and how they teach us at the seminary, is you first go to God's Word, you translate God's Word, you find out what God is wants you to say. Then you put that into a form that's shorter so that people can understand it, maybe outline it in some way, maybe focus on one thing. So after I had everything all studied and everything all written out, then you go and find out what other people say about that same text to see if they might be able to add something to help you explain it better. I found a rather unusual thing. There are many people and many churches and many teachers who teach that this is the parable of the four soils. It's all about the soils. And Jesus doesn't say that. It's really important to listen. When Jesus first told the parable, he said, listen. When he was explaining what was going on to his disciples, he said, listen carefully. He wants us to understand some things. And he knows that we have a tendency not to want to understand things. We have a rebellious nature. I don't want God telling me what to do. I don't want my mom and dad telling me what to do. I don't want my teacher telling me what to do. I want to tell me what to do. Jesus says, in spite of all that, he says, listen. And when he explains it, he says, listen carefully. Not only do we have a rebellious heart, we live among a rebellious people. Even outside of these walls, there's nothing on the planet that helps us to listen to God's word. There's so many distractions. There's health distractions. There's pandemic distractions. There's typhoons and hurricane distractions. There's earthquake distractions. There's all sorts of distractions. Things that capture our attention. When the church was built, they have blank windows up there. And people would just have a tendency to look outside because we're just human. We look outside. So what happened is, speaking with Roxanne, she was able to draw up some wonderful ideas for those windows so that when we do glance away and we do lose our attention for a minute, those windows can help bring us back. God wants us to hear what he has to say, and so he says, listen. And when he explains it, he says, listen carefully. A sower. This is a parable about the sower. Jesus says, listen to what the parable about the sower means. Listen carefully. The parable of the sower. I thought it was the four soils. I want to be one of the good soils that's growing up really good. I don't want to be like a rocky soil. No. You and I, we're just dirt. We are just dirt. The parable is about the sower. God Almighty, who created heavens and earth, he is the sower. He's the one who owns the earth. He's the one who created us. Walking little dirt balls that we are. That's what the Lord created us. And when we were in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, when they were there, they were one with God. It was such a neat thing. And then sin came along, and they found out that they were naked. They had rebelled against God. There was no way to cover what they had done. But God is an incredible God. Not only is he powerful, he's incredibly kind and generous. He loves to forgive, the scriptures say. You know, some of us, we will say, well, I forgive you, and then we roll our eyes. Or, oh, for the 10th time, okay, fine, but next time I'm not going to forgive you. That's how we forgive. God is eager to forgive. He is the one who seeks the lost. While we were still sinners, still rebelling against him, that's when Christ died for the ungodly. Yeah, we're just a bunch of dirt. The parable's about the sower, this generous God, this powerful God. This is the God who on day four spoke the galaxies into existence. On day four. Do you know that today in 2020, in the middle of this pandemic, we have astronomers out there still looking and seeing what's going on out there. They're still trying to count all the stars that God created on day four. They have not reached the end yet. They can't even count all of the galaxies in which there are millions and billions of stars. We serve a God who is huge, big, powerful, and he's overwhelming in his love for us. He created angels that serve him day and night. And he wants us to know about this. So he created his word and he gave it to Adam and Eve and he promised them a savior. He promised that there would come a person who would crush Satan and his wicked power. And Adam and Eve trusted that promise. This is the sower that the parable is about. The parable of the sower. A sower went out. It's not just that God is big and generous. God acts on that. You know, if I see someone, maybe they're bleeding profusely, or maybe they're something really bad is happening to them, I might have all compassion in the world. I might have knowledge of Hebrew and Greek, but being able to help that person, I can't put my compassion into work to help that person. God is not like me. God is way awesomer than I am. God has all power in heaven and on earth. God has great love, and this love moved Jesus to leave heaven and his glories. This love moved Jesus to go out with his word and let us know what was going on. That we were sinners, yes. That we were lost, yes. And the wages of sin is death, yes. And we are going to be forever separated from God, but that is not what God wants. God wants us to be with him forever. I don't know why. You know, in this pandemic, we're all kind of kept at home. And you're kind of wondering, why am I in this family? And that's because we love each other, okay? But guess what? God loves us even though we're fighting against him, even though we're spitting in his face, even though we don't want to do what he wants us to, he still overwhelmingly loves us with a great passion. I think that this incredible mercy of God is what is so missed by many people. And it could be missed just at the moment when we're distracted. Or it could be missed long term. Maybe one of your friends is having a real struggle. How could God love me? Jesus told this parable because he wants to reach people. So if one of the people that you are trying to reach asks you, how could God love me? He couldn't love me. I really blew it bad. And I keep on blowing it bad. I keep on falling the same stupid sin again and again. How could God possibly love me? When you're trying to explain the passion, the great passion that God has for us, put him to the cross and remind them and remind yourself that God formed the men who nailed him to that cross. He formed them in the womb of their moms. God allowed the tree to grow that eventually was cut down by wicked men and turned into a cross on which they nailed the Savior. Our God doesn't just love us with feelings that come and go. He is a passionate, compassionate, and planning kind of a God. He wants us to be with him forever in heaven, and so he seeks us. He went out. We don't go to him. The scriptures say we love. Why? Because God first loved us. A sower went out to sow. He takes his word and he scatters it. Sometimes people hear and believe. Sometimes they don't. Your job, my job, is not to look to make things happen. Your job and my job is to take that word of God and let people know. Let people know, yeah, you have a problem with sin. Yep, you're right. Let people know that there is no hope for them if they're going to try and get into heaven making God happy, because you're not going to be able to make God happy, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's what the scriptures say. Instead, what does Jesus say? He says, come to me. Weary, burdened, come to me. I will give you rest. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So now he's let you know this. Today he's reinforced that. Soon, if you're in fellowship with us, you're going to be receiving all of Jesus in with and under the bread and the wine of the Holy Sacrament. Wow. He wants you to know you are forgiven. He also wants you to know that while you're here, there are people that don't know that. And they're worried, or they're scared, or they're wondering if they're good enough for God, and they need to be told about Jesus, who says, for his sake, you're forgiven. In his name, so let us live. Amen.